This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We begin today with corporate bonds. And we do so because in the last couple of months, companies have borrowed somewhere north of $1 trillion. And that propensity to borrow, explains Marketplace's Justin Ho, can give us some insights into how corporate America is feeling about things.
The pandemic has hammered a lot of companies' income, so they've been borrowing to give themselves a buffer.
To kind of weather the storm and to make sure that they have funds available to pay suppliers, to pay employees, things like that.
That's Colin Martin, a fixed income strategist with the Schwab Center for Financial Research. He says all kinds of companies have been borrowing, certainly in sectors that are seeing big revenue declines, think retail and travel, but also safer sectors like banking and tech. Martin says investors want to put money into well-known companies.
If you know who they are and they have business models that can continue to proceed, given everything that's going on, you know, that allows them to issue debt.
Apple, Disney, and AT&T are among companies that are borrowing more, even though they already have a lot of cash. Mateo Arena at Marquette University says interest rates are at rock bottom levels. Thinking is,
well, maybe we don't need the cash right now, but if we issue a, let's say, 30-year bond, we lock this low rate for a long time.
But corporate debt isn't cheap for everybody. Chuck Tomes at Manulife Investment Management says hotels, airlines, rental car companies, and casinos are paying more to borrow, given the chance they'll end up defaulting.
But they have to say, okay, we're going to issue it because they're not seeing any cash flow to their underlying businesses, and they need some sort of lifeline.
Hertz Car Rental filed for bankruptcy last week after racking up nearly $19 billion in debt. Tome says companies in those risky sectors were already under pressure before COVID-19.
What this pandemic and shutdown did was it accelerated kind of their fate in a much shorter period of time.
Tome says so far this year, the number of corporate defaults is hitting levels we haven't seen since 2009. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.